a whistling Phil McHugh has come over from Bunlahy, and we don't know what's come to little Mary Ann Mulcahy. For ever since the day that Philly came a whistling, she stands in the doorway and she's waiting and she's listening. Mary, you're contrary, come in and shut the door. Fills are over, short is over, and he'll not come back a store. But she's listening for the whistling, she's waiting by the shore, for that harem to be warm round her waist once more. There's Thady of the cows, she an old 10-acre Thady, with his fine new slated house, he'd make her quite a lady. But Thady needn't stay, and there's no use his intriguing, for her heart is far away, 'tis with Phil McHugh Stravagan. Mary, you're contrary, come in and shut the door. Fills are over, short is over, and he'll not come back a store. But she's listening for the whistling, she's waiting by the shore, for that arm to be warm round her waist once more. There's Danny Michael Dan, who is 6 foot in his stockings, a very proper man, but she never heeds his knockings. She'll keep him standing there for 3/4 of a minute, but she's racing like a hare when she thinks that Phil is in it. Mary, you're contrary, come in and shut the door. Fills are over, short is over, and he'll not come back a store. But she's listening for the whistling, she's waiting by the shore, for that arm to be warm round her waist once more. 'Tis wisdom's golden rule, I do teach her till I tire, that every girl's a fool, aye, and every man a liar. What's that you say you hear that set you all a-trembly? 'Tis but the wind, I fear, that is whistling down the chimbley. Oh, Mary, you're contrary, come in and bar the door. What's that scufflin', fill your ruffin', sure I knew he'd come a-store. She's been settin' there and frettin', but now her grievin's o'er, and the singin' will be ringin' round her heart once more.
Well, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Bollard is a big Brendan O'Dowda fan, and that was his version of the Percy French song Whistling Phil McHugh. I wonder, since the beginning of Sounds Irish, how many times or how many types of versions of this next song I've played, because it is definitely the most popular Irish song to come out of Ireland for the last 30 years, I reckon, anyway. It's, of course, that wonderful story, sad story, of the fields of Athenry. And if you don't know the story, then, well, Athenry, a village down in Galway, was, well, it was just one of the many villages that suffered during the famine times, which around 1846 and onwards. And this young man down in Athenry woke up one night and his family were starving and he was wondering how he was going to feed them. So he got up in the middle of the night and he broke into the fields belonging to Lord Trevelyan, and he stole corn and he brought it home for his wife to bake bread for the family. But unfortunately, Michael got caught and was shipped off to Australia. This is an unusual version, because normally we've had the very popular version by Paddy Riley, and I think Johnny McAvoy we've also singing it. But here, listen to the lovely voice of Anne Breen telling us the sad story of the fields of Athenry.
Near a lonely prison wall, I heard you stole lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of that and rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. So lonely round the fields of that and rye. Near a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crowd, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our son with dignity. Low lie the fields of that and rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. Lonely round the fields of Athens. Near a lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived and hoped and prayed for her love in Botany Bay. So lonely round the fields of Athens Rye. Low lie the fields of Athens Rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athens Rye.
I love that girl's voice. It's so clear and sweet. Anne Breen and the Fields of Athens Rye. I've said it many times on Sounds Irish that the beauty of doing a programme like this is that I can play the various types and styles and genre of Irish music. We're coming now from the Fields of Athens Rye to a singer, Billy Joyce, who's a great country singer. He sings country and Irish, but he also sings some very lovely ballads. I'm going to play one of them for you now. Now, I know those among you may not say, oh, Joe, that's not Sounds Irish, but it is, because they don't come much more Irish than Billy Joyce, and he makes a lovely sound. This was a big hit for Anne Murray some years ago, but listen to how Billy Joyce treats I Just Fall in Love with You.
I must be dreaming, or am I really lying here with you? Baby, you take me in your arms, and though I'm wide awake, I know my dream is coming true. And oh, one touch and then it happens every time. And there I go, I just fall in love again. And when I do, I can't help myself, I fall in love with you. I hold you and the night just seems to fly. Easy for you to take me to a star, 'cause heaven is that moment when I look into your eyes. And oh, I just fall in love again. Just one touch and then it happens every time. And there I go, I just fall in love again. And when I do, I can't help myself, I fall in love with you. I can't help myself, I fall in love with you.
Billy Joyce, proving that we Irish can do it as good as anyone else. Now, in my book, the most popular Irish singer of the past 30 years, Daniel O'Donnell, and he's telling us all about his wild Irish rose.
My wild the sweetest flower that grows, you may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild the dearest flower that grows, and someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Yes, someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
I think he sang that very well indeed there. Daniel O'Donnell and My Wild Irish Rose. And I do know some wild Irish roses, I can tell you. We're going to change the mood because we're going to the Clancy brothers. Now, this is the story of the young man who was taken in by that young lady who worked in the kitchen. And they were courting in the kitchen. We've heard it before. We'll hear it now. The Clancy brothers and courting in the kitchen.
Come single bell and bow, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with the maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, and she set me heart a twitching, and she invited me to a hooly in the kitchen. Well, me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. Next Sunday being the day we were to have the flare-up, I dressed myself quite gay and I frizzed and oiled me hair up. The captain had no wife, but he had gone a-fishing, and we kicked up high life down below stairs in the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. Just as the clock struck six, we sat down to the table. She handed tea and cake, and I ate while I was able. I drank hot punch and tea till me side had got to stitching, and the hours passed quick away when you're courting in the kitchen. With your tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie, tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. With me arms around her waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes soon filled with hate, and poison she was spitting, when the captain at the door walked right into the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. She flew up off me knees, full 5 feet up or higher, and over head and heels threw me slap into the fire. Me new repealer's coat that I bought from Mr. Mitchell, with a 20-shilling note, went to blazes in the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. I grieved to see me duds all smeared with soot and ashes, when a tub of dirty suds right in my face he dashes. As I lay on the floor and the water she kept pitching, the footman broke the door and walked straight into the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. When the captain came downstairs, though he saw my situation, in spite of all my prayers, I was marched off to the station. For me they'd take no bail, but to get home I was itching. But I had to tell the tale how I came into the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie. I said she did invite me, but she gave a flat denial. For assault she did indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all her screeching, and I got 6 months hard for me curtain in the kitchen. With me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddie, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddie.
Oh, the madam. And I got 6 months jail for me courting in the kitchen. Now, the Clancy brothers recorded in the 60s, I think that one was. Now, I should have said at the beginning of the programme that on this week's programme, I'm playing quite a number of my favourites. And here's another one. It tells the story of all the maids, the girls in Bantry in County Cork. They're all very upset. They're lamenting. They're crying. Because Johnny, lovely Johnny, has gone off to fight the King of Spain. And who's going to look after us all? Who's going to look after the sheep? Listen to the lovely Anne Maria Reardon's version of The Bantry Maid's Lament.
Oh, who will plough the fields now? Or who will sow the corn? And who mind the flock now and keep them since Johnny, lovely Johnny, went to fight the King of Spain. Oh, the girls from the barn oak in sorrow may retire, and the piper and his bellows go home and blow the fire. Since Johnny, lovely Johnny, is sailing o'er the main along with other patriots to fight the King of Spain, and the boys will sorely miss him when money more comes around, and they'll find that their bold captain is nowhere to be found. And Pillars must invite them against their will and reign, since the gallant boy who gave them work, now he's the King of Spain. At wakes and hurling matches, your likes will never see, until you return again to us, a story no McCree. And won't you trot the bookings who show us much disdain, because our eyes are not so bright as those you'd meet in Spain. If cruel fate will not permit our Johnny to return, his heavy loss the Bantry girls will never cease to mourn. We'll resign ourselves to our sad lot and die in grief and pain, since Johnny died for Ireland's pride in the foreign lands of Spain.
You know, that tune is going to haunt me for the rest of the week. I love that song, particularly that version, The Bantry Maid's Lament from Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now we come to a song, well, it's country and Irish, really, and it's one of the greatest exponents of country fiddle playing in Ireland. I'm speaking, of course, of Richie Remo, although he's not playing the fiddle on this one. He's actually singing a song that I like, a song called Mary Ann. And, well, it tells its own story. I like it.
I was just a little boy with holes in both my shoes. I met Mary Ann one day. She told me the terrible news. Her daddy's left her mommy now after only 14 years. A lonely child with a broken heart in her eyes filled with tears. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold onto my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up real high? Mary Ann, the home
lady's now my wife. The years has passed, and now at last, Mary has a family near. Myself and Mary had a child, a boy that's loved so dear. The most important thing in my life is family and my friends. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and faith in the Lord, amen. Would you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold to my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up real high? Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold you to my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your hair held up real high? Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife.
Now we come to a song that I love so much. Well, one of the reasons is it was one of the songs that my dad used to sing. As I've told you before on the programme, my dad never knew a complete song. He knew the beginning and a bit in the middle, and he'd know the end. But this one he'd sing fairly often, and he knew quite a bit of it. I want to play you the version by Johnny McAvoy. Now, I've played the version by many other artists over the period of time on Sounds Irish. But I think, although he sings it slightly slower, it doesn't spoil it for me anyway, this is Johnny McAvoy's interpretation of the song Maggie.
I wonder today to the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisy sprung. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I were young. They say that I'm feeble with age, Maggie. My step is much slower than then. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, and time all along was the pen. They say
have outlived our time. Maggie has dated as songs we have sung, but to me you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. They say we have outlived our time. Maggie has dated our songs we have sung, but to me you're as fair as you are, Maggie, when you and I were young.
There was something very plaintive about that treatment of that song. I know he did an earlier recording of a song called Nora, which was, well, he just changed the name of the girl, Nora, but the original, of course, it's not an Irish song, by the way, it's entitled Maggie, and that was Johnny McAvoy. And yet another example of pleasing myself on this week's programme. Mind you, I do that every week, do I not? But this is one of my favourites. First of all, it's that lovely song, Down by the Sally Gardens. And as I've told you every time I play this track, that Sally is the Irish word for willow. The words were written by the Irish poet William Butler Yeats. And it's sung for us here, my favourite version, by the Rankin family. Now, the Rankin family are not Irish. In fact, they're Canadian, but they're of Scottish descent. And they sing a lot of Scottish material, but they also sing Irish material. So we put it across as Celtic. But this is definitely Irish. Down by the Sally Gardens, a wonderful arrangement. Hasn't this girl got a lovely voice?
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow white feet. She
Down by the Sally Gardens, a wonderful version there by the Rankin family, using the Illan pipes and the whistle as well.